Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. Still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming here once again this morning. I hope you had a wonderful sleep. Yesterday we were talking about how you can be led by the Spirit of God, and today we want to go a step further. Yesterday I spoke about how the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. You know, we've learned so far that the Spirit of God speaks to us through our spirits, not through our minds, not through our bodies, but through our spirits. And the first way he does it is through that inward witness, that inward knowing, that inward perception. Okay, there's another way he does speak to us, and that is through the inward voice, or the voice of the recreated human spirit. Your spirit man has a voice, okay? And the voice, you see, the voice of your body is your feelings. The voice of your mind is your reasoning. The voice of your spirit is your conscience. You see, the voice of your spirit is your conscience. So that's what God speaks to us, through our conscience. Hallelujah. And the voice of your spirit can be a sure guide if and only if you are born again. You see, the conscience of people who are not born again does not prick them in any way. They don't know what it means when you talk about doing evil. I mean, someone who is not born again can do all kinds of things. That's why they can rob and they can rape people. All kinds of things that are so wrong that cannot be imagined. You know, beheading people and all those things. It's not their fault. It's because they don't have a recreated human spirit. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, all things are become new. The new creation man has a voice, and he has a voice of God. His voice is the voice of the Spirit. That's what God speaks through him to you. When you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, it says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So the Spirit of God has become one spirit with you and I. He's become one spirit with our spirits. Therefore, he speaks through our spirits to us. So sometimes the Spirit of God uses our consciences to speak to us. That is the voice of the inward man. And when you read in the Bible, it is seen all over the place. When you go to Romans chapter 9, verse 1, Paul said that, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. And it says, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You see, my conscience also bearing me witness. Where? In the Holy Spirit. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Meaning the Holy Spirit speaks to us through our consciences. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes you'll be there and then your conscience will condemn you, especially when you do something wrong. Your conscience will condemn you. You hear someone from within, you hear a voice from within saying to you that what you did was wrong. You see, when you do the right thing to someone, there's a voice from within that bears witness or that confirms and says that what you did was right. You see, that is the voice of the Spirit of God through the voice of the recreated human spirit to you and I. Hallelujah. So Paul says in Romans 9:1, says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So it is. You see, the Holy Spirit does not condemn us. The Holy Spirit has come to comfort us, to console us, and all those things. But the recreated human spirit can condemn you when you do something wrong. You see, the voice, your conscience can tell you what you did was wrong. You see, what you did was wrong. Because you see, your spirit man knows everything. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this is very nice. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 11. It says, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Then it says, for what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man that is in him? What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of that man which is inside him? So your spirit man knows everything. How does he know everything? He knows everything because he's joined to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God speaks through him to you. Hallelujah. So your spirit man can be a sure guide for you because you're born again, and therefore your spirit man is joined to the Lord, and therefore your spirit man can be a sure guide to you. So your conscience can be a very sure guide for you in life. Your conscience speaks to you. You have an inward, it's sometimes likened to the still small voice from within. You see, you have a still small voice from within telling you, go this way, don't go this way, do this thing this way, don't do it this way. When you do the wrong thing, he tells you, you did the wrong thing. You see, now your conscience can become tender or it can become seared. And I want you to look at it. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 1. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, or the Holy Ghost speaks expressly that in the latter times shall some depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You see, so he's talking about believers who depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And he's speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You see, their consciences are seared with a hot iron. What does that mean? How can you get your conscience seared with a hot iron? Your conscience is seared when your voice, your conscience tells you, do this thing this way. You don't obey your conscience. You don't obey your voice of your spirit. You see, your conscience will tell you, go this way, and then you don't go that way. Or Your conscience tells you that what you did was wrong, and you don't say anything. You just ignore your conscience. You're actually searing your conscience. That's what you're doing. Your conscience must be pure and it must be good. You see, you must keep a tender conscience. You must develop a certain softness to the voice of your spirit. When your spirit man says do this, you just do it. When your conscience tells you do this or go this way, you see, because you are born again, your conscience, the voice of your spirit, which is your conscience, speaks to you in the God kind of way. You see, and it can always be measured with the word of God. If your conscience is telling you something which is not in the word, of course, you don't have to go that way. But your conscience, because your conscience is joined to the Holy Spirit, He will always say things that are in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. You must keep a pure, tender, good conscience for you to be able to hear from the word of God well. You see, you can get quiet on the inside and you hear the voice of your spirit telling you, go this way, do this thing this way. And when you follow it, you'll be surprised at the results you get. This is one of the ways God speaks to us. If you have any questions, don't forget to send your questions through the link that has been provided. We'll answer your question and we'll get back to you. In Jesus' name, I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.